There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so Straight Outta Compton, which I reviewed for you last week, was the number one movie in the United States, made, I think, $56 million, which was about double what they expected to make, which is really good. And as I said, it's a mashup. It's long. It's 2.5 hours long, but it's a really good movie. And hip hop is not my thing, but and a lot of people agreed that it did very well. Man from U.N.C.L.E., which I expected to do a little bit better than it did, it's kind of a throwback, and I guess people just, I don't know, for whatever reason, I think it only made about $13 million, which was, it underperformed. Internationally, I don't know if they released Straight Outta Compton internationally, but Tom Cruise came in number one internationally again. That Mission Impossible has done very well. All right, so we still got 3 weeks of summer left as of today, and only as of Friday. We only have 20 Fridays until Christmas. Again, does that mean that Christmas is on a Friday? It must be. Let me just check to make sure about this.
I think it is.
I had to guess, it was. It absolutely is a Friday. There you go. My birthday is a Saturday this year, which is good, because not having to work on your birthday. It used to be in the old days you got your birthday off. That was a union holiday. And just came across the wires that the NCAA has said that Northwestern University football players cannot unionize, which I think is the wrong decision, personally. I think football players should be able, I think anybody should be able to unionize at once, too. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I think what somebody has figured out is how much money colleges and universities make on football. And I think the players are now saying, well, we want part of that, I would guess. Although when you factor in tuition, it may turn out to be a different kind of issue. Right. I don't know what the basis of the NCAA's decision was. Maybe we should check that out. Maybe that they're amateurs, but are the amateurs able to... Well, I'll check it out. At any rate, let's talk about summer treats. So your summer treat was junk food from DQ. Oh, I shouldn't call it that. But nevertheless, I think my favorite, I love corn. So that's one. And I think peaches smell like summer. I think that they are, it's hard to pick a particular summer treat. Although fudgicles. And that was Trevor's favorite treat. He wants the ones with the fat and with the sugar. And I will try and get, I think you get one or the other, but not both. And I like popsicles. I mean, I like the old-fashioned kind. I don't think you can do it anymore. Remember that you used to get them from the Good Humor Guy? And you would suck the color out of them, and so they would just be like white? I thought those were great. I don't think you can do them anymore. God knows what's in them now. All right, so let's see what other people's summer treats were.
Well, we can start with Janet. Janet says, I don't want to talk about it. I haven't had it in 6 years.
Well, tell us what it is. She doesn't tell us?
She doesn't want to think about it, I guess.
Well, but you could tell us and then never think about it again.
Janet, give us a call.
Come on.
Give us a call.
Come on, Janet. Janet.
Tracy says watermelon and the ice cream that you get from the ice cream truck guy.
Yeah, there is something about, and they have those again. For a while, they weren't there, but now they have, they've got them at least back in this city. They have them all over every place. But, man, they used to be, I think you used to be able to, like, for a dollar or something, now they're like $5 and stuff like that. But there was, I was at a party where they had an ice cream truck there, and you could have whatever you wanted. That was pretty cool. Liked that a lot. All right, let's see what else. So, Janet, you have to call us and tell us what you haven't thought about in 6 years. What could it be?
Darlene says, sitting outside with my coffee early in the morning listening to the birds.
Okay. Well, that brings up another thought. I really loved iced decaf. As I mentioned, I made it for my mom. Iced decaf coffee with a half, you know, almost half milk and Splendor something. I think that's, and I for some reason I don't drink it except in the summer. So there we go.
Dale says, bringing on fresh berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, oh so tasty when they're in season, and also half the price they are in off seasons.
Truly. My mother's basic rule of thumb is that whenever fruit is cheap, it's good because it's in season. So, I tend to agree with her. I think she's right.
Robert says, vanilla ice cream, and I also love some iced coffee.
There you go. Okay.
Julie says, Palisade, Colorado peaches. They are the best.
Yep. Although, let me just share, and maybe you guys have some good ideas about this, that peaches around here, that basically you have to buy them when they'll make your gums bleed. You know, they're not ripe at all. And by the time they ripen, they rot. Because most fruits, you can, like avocados, you can put in a brown paper sack, and they will blow off carbon dioxide, and they will get ripe. But for peaches, I don't seem to have the skill with peaches, and they're one of my favorite fruits. But they're hard to buy just because by the time they ripen, they rot.
Tony is next, and she says, real iced tea.
Now, she talked, yeah, you make it from scratch as opposed from a mix.
Mm-hmm.
And what about sun iced tea? Do you know how to make sun iced tea?
I have no idea. I'm not a huge tea person.
You're not a tea guy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Sun iced tea, basically, you just put the water, you just put cold water and ice and tea bags, and you put them, they actually make special containers for them, but you don't need a special container. And you put it in the window, and the sun heats it up. Hmm. And for some reason, it tastes better than when you do it with hot water. I don't know why, but it does. Maybe it just steeps more slowly or something, but it's really worth trying.
Hmm. Marlene says, snow cones?
Yeah.
David,
those are ones you can suck the stuff out, and so you get all the juice, and then at the bottom, at the very bottom, it's all that sugary stuff. Yeah.
Dave says, a good book, a sandy beach, gentle waves, and a cold beverage.
Are we talking brewski here?
I'm guessing that's what I'm guessing.
That does sound like, it sounds like Margaritaville, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like my kind of thing, too. I would like that sort of
all right, so we got a beach, and we got the waves. Did we talk about suntan lotion at all or not?
He doesn't mention that.
Yeah, I don't think so. And a cool beverage, yeah. Hot and cold running slaves, I don't know, maybe that'd be good too.
Paul says ice cold beer.
There we go. We knew sooner or later we had to get to brewski.
Yeah. That's I agree with him 100%.
Do we have a special kind of beer, or is just anything will do?
For me, anything cold. Anything cold and light.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
I'm a light beer guy, so anything
cold. So you like Coors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I have two stories to tell you. First of all, I agree. I will put ice in anything. I really like cold.
Mm-hmm.
But when I grew up, as many of you know, in Colorado, so Coors beer was a big deal because it's made in Golden, Colorado. You know, Rocky Mountain spring water. All right, so at one point, my then husband and I had family in Denver, and so we went out to visit, and he was a beer drinker. So we decided to bring two, not cartons, what do you call it, two, like 24 bottles of beer in my luggage back for.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we checked the luggage, and the luggage, somebody... It went to France. It never made it to. We were living in Boston, I guess, at the time. So that beer had gotten shipped all over. And apparently, it turns out, which neither of us knew because we were incredibly young and incredibly stupid, that that's illegal because Coors was not a national brand at that moment. And so basically, you were not allowed to sell. And we had bought it in Colorado. But you're not allowed to import it to other states, apparently. But it was clear that we weren't going to sell it. So I think we actually got the beer back. But it went to France before it came back to us. And it didn't occur to us that if somebody had opened it, we probably would have been in trouble. And they didn't x-ray luggage at that time. And luckily, the beer didn't explode. Because, you know, if you shake carbonated stuff or beers up, you can... Never mind. That's my beer story, and I am sticking to it. Coors Light in many parts of the country is referred to as water. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about summer treats. And you can hear that there are different perceptions about what a treat is. But I think everybody is on board with the summer part. There is something about the summer that is just kind of a little bit more relaxed, you know, a little more laid back. there, even though we've had a very warm summer. So it's not my favorite time of year. I'm actually one of the people who really likes the fall a lot, but what can I tell you? All right, so let's hear what other treats people are in favor of.
We have one person that says homemade ice cream or homemade frozen yogurt.
All right. The guys still give me a very hard time about my frozen yogurt, which is, you want to know my frozen yogurt recipe? You take yogurt and you put it in the freezer, but which is true. But the all right, here's the deal. You just put it in for 20 minutes, because if you put it in more than that, apparently you can freeze yogurt, but it changes the consistency a little bit. But for 20 minutes is just perfect, and then you just put some fruit on it, and there you go. All right, let's keep going.
Allison says, peach cream pie made by me.
Peach cream pie, that sounds delicious. Peach cream, so how do you make the cream? What would that be? All right, so the peaches we get, we love peaches. Peach cream pie, do you have any idea what that would be?
I have no idea, but it does sound pretty good.
It does. I mean, peaches and cream does sound good. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Let's see what. All right. Peach cream pie. Let's see if we can find it. Peach cream cheese pie. Peach cream pie. Let's just see what. Peach cream pie filling. Let's see what. Apparently, it's a no-bake recipe. We like this. I'll bet you it's got peaches and cream pie recipe, vanilla pudding, flour, milk, butter, and a bit of baking soda. It's an open-faced pie that begs to be served with a great spoonful of ice cream. So there, it doesn't sound bad. Apparently there's, who knew this? Yummy dessert, fresh peaches are best. You can use canned. Never, we would do that. White sugar, butter, flour, vanilla extract, peaches, single crust pie. But where's the cream? So one of them used vanilla pudding. Cream the sugar and butter together, apparently. I guess. Well, there you go. All right, then there's another one that's uncooked. All right, so we get the idea. Sounds yum. Okay, fair enough. What else we got?
Dana says the freeze cups, frozen juice in a Dixie cup flipped upside down.
Yeah.
Childhood
treat. I used to make those as a kid. Yep,
childhood
absolutely.
Childhood treat rediscovered. And she,
yep.
And she also says, "Oh, and my husband's fresh peach cobbler."
Well, see, I'm now a new, I'm a convert, because I've always been better at cakes than pies, but I always made pretty good pie crust. But now, you know, I'm a cobbler girl. I've made the conversion. I mean, first of all, fewer calories, easier to make, doesn't take as long, doesn't get a soggy crust. I'm there. I'm a cobbler girl from now on, in case there's denominational differences here. You know, someone once told me never talk about religion on the air, but I'm a cobbler girl.
Dana also says tomatoes on the vine.
Yeah, or corn. You know, anything that's just fresh. Blueberries, strawberries, picking raspberries off the... Although raspberries, you tend to get the little scratches on your hand, but sometimes it's worth it. And blackberries. I learned to eat blackberries in France.
Huh.
Picking them on...
Yeah, and that's what Lorraine also says. She says, fresh fruit in season.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Shannon says, a mojito.
All right. Mojito is that the one with, I think mojitos has got mint, right?
Yep.
And sugar. And is it rum?
I think it's rum.
Well, let's see. Mojitos.
I've only had.
This is turning into a cooking show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mojito recipe. Let's see what it says. I think I know it's original Cuba Libre. We don't want sparkling. Oh, I made a lemonade with. I have a what do you call them? They said rum. There we go.
Yep.
Alrighty. I made a for SodaStream. I made just some carbonated water, and I had some lemons around, and that was pretty good. Yeah. So there we. So mojito is rum and squashed and mint. I'm beginning to be more and more of a fan of mint. So there we go. Okay.
Benedicta says, homemade blackberry applesauce. So easy, so yummy. Make extras to give as surprise gifts.
Homemade blackberry applesauce.
Yep.
I guess, well, for applesauce, I know what you do is you just cook apples, put a little cinnamon, a little bit of sugar in it. And I guess for blackberries, you just squash them up.
Hmm.
Sounds good to me. Although, you know what? The thing is about this time of year that, I mean, if you get a lot of the frozen corn, frozen strawberries, frozen blueberries, or blackberries are delicious strawberries. And for those, I would cook them. But for the summer, I just as soon have them raw if possible. If we're, you know, but although, you know, applesauce, not bad. Not bad. And with blackberries in it, what interesting ideas we have. All right, keep going.
Bruce says, county fair frozen lemonade.
What's the difference between county fair and just street fair?
Not sure.
Probably the amount of sugar in it. Yeah. Funnel cake. We haven't talked about funnel cake.
Here's one that I think was mentioned earlier from another commenter. Barbara and Maria both say watermelon.
Yeah, there is watermelon's wonderful. And you can now get watermelon almost year-round. It's just more expensive, but I think it comes up from Mexico and or Texas. Probably more from Mexico because it's farther south. But I agree, watermelon is terrific. It's actually very good for you, too. It's a great breakfast food because it's got just enough sugar in it to kind of jumpstart your system, and it acts as a natural diuretic. So I'm a great fan of watermelon, too.
Emmanuel says, this is not me saying this, by the way, this is a different
okay.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel
says beans.
Beans? Like green beans?
He did not specify.
Just beans, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arlene says ice cream. Francine also says ice cream.
Do you know what no one's mentioned? Which is peas, fresh peas. Because I don't like cooked peas at all, because I grew up with them.
Yeah.
You know, but fresh peas are delicious.
Because they've got a little bit of a sweet.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot
to them, don't they?
You know, I'm convinced a lot of the reasons that we like so many. I like carrots. Carrots have a huge amount of sugar in them, which is why carrot cake is so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And sautéed carrots. Yeah, but no one's mentioned peas, which are almost impossible to get. And fiddleback ferns. But those not only are not are a summer vegetable, but they only last for like they only exist for like 2 or 3 weeks total.
Here's one more that hasn't been mentioned yet, just kind of surprising. Jessica says root beer float.
Yay! And a black cow, which is with a Coke. Yeah, root beer float, you go, girl. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Meredith, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Meredith.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I'm just looking for some help with dealing with my in-laws. I've been married 2 years, and my in-laws would love it if I called them mom and dad, and I really don't feel comfortable calling them mom and dad, and looking for another option.
Okay. Well, you could call them, for example, Mama, if her name is Dorothy, Mama Dot, or Mama D, which is kind of, you know, street. I had the same problem. I was married very young, and my father-in-law at the time was a PhD at Los Alamos, and his name was Charles. And so I called him, his actual name was kind of Charlie Brown, so I called him George. because I really couldn't call him Charles. I couldn't find it in my heart to do that. So I called him George because his name wasn't George. So it was the only name, and I was obviously the only person who called him George, and that actually worked. So you can just say, you know, Henry, I'd really love to call you. You know, what did your mom call you? Or I could call you Papa, you know, Papa L or whatever. But I think finding something that works out, and especially before you have kids, because right. You really don't necessarily want to call them Grandma.
But no, and for the first 2 years, I called them by my parents always dealt with their in-laws by first name basis, and so I did for the first 2 years. And my mother-in-law sat me down this summer and said, "We really don't like that, and I know you're not going to call us Mom and Dad, so we're trying to find a happy medium, and I just haven't come up with it."
All right, what's her first name?
Pam.
Okay, you can call her Mama P. Or, let's see, Mama P. I can't really call her Pommy P. Would Mama P work for you, or Mama Pam?
Possibly.
Or Ms. Pam. See, I'm Southerner, so Ms. Pam would actually work for me.
Yeah. I think she wants to get rid of the Pam altogether.
What's your middle name?
I don't know.
Ask her. Because it's perfect. I mean, what she's saying is we're a little uncomfortable with first name, which is too bad. Because my father-in-law would have been thrilled if I'd called him by his first name. Because I think that's a man thing about younger women and, you know, not wanting to feel. And I certainly wouldn't call him Mom or Dad.
Right.
So, and I actually call my mother-in-law by her first name. I just couldn't quite do Charles, so I just called him George. And I mean, I think how you can present it is, look, I want a special name for you. Do you have a middle name? Do you have a nickname that people called you when you were a kid? And just see and you work it out together.
Mm-hmm.
But nicknames are terrific. As I said, what's your father-in-law's name?
Bob.
Well, I mean, that's Rob, Bob, Papa B. I mean, see if she'll go with the Mama P.
Yeah, okay.
And I mean, if not, say, listen, I was thinking Mama P because it just sounds, you know, it just sounds kind of hip, and you're the hippest woman I know or something. Or, you know, do you have a middle name or a nickname or something? Because I mean, nicknames, she may have had a name in school that would be really fun for her and fun for you.
Great.
And say, you know, I really would love us to have kind of a special nickname for each other. So instead of saying, no, I'm not going to call you Mom or Dad because I have a mom and dad. And so make it something positive rather than something negative.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You could also call her Meredith Part 2.
Yeah.
Maybe not. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I call her Madam's a Roaster, but that might not work. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a longtime listener. I have kind of a problem. My husband and I have been married for 4 years now. I'm 24 years old, and I have a problem with his brother, his younger brother, which is my brother-in-law. He's 22 years old, and he has a serious drinking problem. We got into kind of a discussion or whatnot over New Year's. He wound up coming to my house, getting very violent, and
your brother-in-law?
Yes.
Toward you? Who was he?
Toward my husband. He called my husband to kind of bail him out from the bars. My husband went, picked him up, and brought him back to our house, and he wound up breaking several things in our house. Problem is, I have three young daughters, and I do not want that in my house. I have expressed my concern to my brother-in-law and told him it will never happen again, but my husband doesn't see a problem with that, and I'm having a problem at confronting my husband with that.
How old are your kids?
Let's see. 3 on Saturday, 15 months and 3 months.
Okay. Realistically, my dear, the kids, the 15-month and the 3-month-old, certainly 3-month-old's out of the equation.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with you. It's not about your kids. It's about you, that you don't need some yahoo being violent in the house. So rather than making it your husband's issue, maybe, I mean, I would ask permission. I would say, if I were in your shoes, I would say to your husband, look, I don't want to be an issue between you and your brother. But as far as I'm concerned, he's always welcome here when he's stone cold sober. But are we being enablers by allowing him to come here, number one, when he's drunk? Number two, to act out? And what does that say about the kids? I mean, first of all, it scares me. Presumably it scares you. That is there a way of saying to your brother, we love you, you're always welcome here, unless you've been drinking? And if you've been drinking, you know, you can, we'll hose you down. But I don't think you're doing him any favor by allowing him to come to your house and act like a jerk.
Well, I told him that just after he sobered up the next morning. I told him, look, this will never happen again, and you will never come to my house again like that. And my husband said, no, he's my brother. He can, I'll bail him out. He's my brother.
Well, then what you have here is not an issue with your brother-in-law, but with your husband.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to be able to confront my husband with.
Well, but you want to take that word out of your vocabulary, my dear, because confrontation by definition is an aggressive act, right? And a confrontation is a war. And in war, there are always body parts strewed along the road, and you don't want that. I mean, we don't want your brother-in-law to be a cause of marital discord. I mean, it sounds like your brother feels some responsibility for him, and presumably part of the reason you're crazy about your husband is he's a really good guy, that, you know, that he supports other people, and he's always there, and he's reliable, and he's everybody's best friend. So we can't love him and hate him for the same thing. I think what we need to do is say to your husband, look, let's look at the consequences of this. I know that you love your brother. I know you feel responsible for him, but is there a way that you can be responsible for him, but not, but not sort of be an enabler of allowing him to come here and act like a jerk? Because part of what people do when they're drunk, when people feel that they can't do anything right, what they'll do is a lot of wrong to get attention. And what you don't want is to set up a situation so when your brother-in-law is feeling particularly unhappy, instead of sort of going to church or, you know, polishing the car or, you know, working on his abs, what he'll do is he'll you know, get drunk or break something, and then what happens is that your brother bails him out, and he sort of sees how far he can push it. That's dangerous. It's dangerous for your family, but most importantly, it's dangerous for your brother-in-law. So maybe taking a walk with your husband today and say, look, I know this is your brother. I know you love him, and I certainly want him to feel welcome here. But let's look. Can we talk with somebody? You know, I talked with Brown about it on the air today, and she said that you don't really want to become an enabler for violent activity because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for our marriage, but most importantly, it's dangerous for your brother. So, I mean, I think rather than confronting him and say, I can't believe you do this, what about the kids, I think I'd say, look, let's look at the effect this is going to have on your brother.
Okay.
And it sounds like you've got the three-year-old who's ready for something.
Yes.
You're on the phone. I need you immediately because I need to show how important I am, and I have two younger siblings, and I used to be the king, so get off that phone, Mom.
Yes.
Or words to that effect. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Melissa. Yeah, what you're trying to do here, it seems to me, is find some kind of middle ground between your husband feeling that he's abandoned his nutty brother when he's been drinking and you feeling that he's reinforcing negative behavior when he's been drinking. And the answer just may be he can sleep in the garage, or that you can take him to the no-tell motel. And what you may want to do also, so you don't put this entire load on your husband, is presumably you have a relationship with your brother-in-law as well, and say, look, what if, you know, that you can go in the garage and sleep it off, or that you could go, you know, park your, hopefully he's not driving, which is begs the other question of how he gets to you when he's been drinking. Because if he's driving, that adds a whole different component to it, that in best case scenario, he's going to get a DWI. Worst case scenario, he's going to kill somebody. So, look, you're a grown-up human being, and rather than putting this entire burden on your husband, who is really feeling caught that he loves his brother, and he also understands your point of view, but he feels like, I mean, and obviously there's some guilt there, because that's what is a motivating factor, which allows us to put up with really lousy behavior from someone that we wouldn't ordinarily put up with, is that we feel guilty about it. Of going to your brother-in-law when he's stone cold sober, it makes no sense to try and talk to anybody when they're drinking. It's just a waste of breath. But saying to him, look, I don't want this to be a bone of contention between your brother and myself. I don't want it to be a bone of contention between you and me. You know, I'm your sister-in-law. I'm not the enemy. I got three kids I got to worry about here, but mostly I'm worrying about you. What can we do? Why are you drinking? What how often is this happening? Is there a way that you can, you know, that maybe you call me and maybe I come and pick you up and take you to the local no-tell motel? But there may be other ways to deal with this, and you dealing directly with your brother-in-law may give both of you some way of doing it. So not only taking your husband for a walk, but maybe taking your brother-in-law when he's stone cold sober, which may mean at 9 o'clock in the morning, hopefully he's not hungover,
and talking with him about it. But try not to put people, try not to back people in the corners, because most of us aren't very nice in a corner. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner. So nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on a date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about, I've got about, about 8 or 9 minutes here, and then I've got a whole other hour to go, so not a bad time to get in touch with me. We're talking about summer treats, which many of you wanted to call and share with me. Ordinarily, Manny, do you eat before you go on the air?
Rarely. I usually eat afterwards.
Trevor is usually kind of swearing at me at this point because he, you know, is not eating and he's saying, oh, this is, you know, what can I tell you? So so you're not swearing at me today. You must have had a big breakfast.
Yeah, I did, actually.
There you go. See? Yeah. All right. Because by now, Trevor would be going, he would be gnashing his teeth. And, you know, Trevor gnashes teeth very, very well. What can I tell you? All righty. What else we got?
Diane says Hawaiian shaved ice.
What is that?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it.
I haven't either. Let's see if we can find Hawaiian shaved ice. Well, Hawaiian, I mean, I know what Hawaii is. Does it mean it has a Hawaiian punch? Hawaiian shaved ice machine. All right, let's see what it says. They have a machine for it. They have an electric one. Apparently just shaved ice. All shaved ice is not created equal. Welcome to world-famous Yuyulani's Hawaiian shaved ice. It's an ice-based dessert made by shaving a block of ice. It looks like a snow cone, but they said snow cones are made with crushed rather than shaved ice. Even though it's made with shaved ice, it's called shave ice, not shaved ice in Hawaii. There you go. On the Big Island of Hawaii, it's also referred to as ice shave, although both terms, ice shave and shave ice, are used by locals. It produces a very fine ice that appears snow-like. Flavored syrups are added to the ice, which are absorbed by the ice instead of surrounding it. A properly made shave ice product rarely requires a straw since the flavors are in the ice and not at the bottom of the cup. Although the traditional American flavors are common, shave ice in Hawaii is often flavored with local ingredients such as guava, pineapple, which I would have guessed, coconut cream, passion fruit, lihing mui, I have no idea what that is, lychee, I do know, kiwi fruit, and mango. Traditionally served in a conical paper or plastic cup with multiple flavors and with a scoop of vanilla ice cream and or azuki bean paste at the bottom of the cup. Sweetened condensed milk drizzled over the top is sometimes called a snow cap. This is a little more complicated than we thought. The style of shave ice is common on the north shore of Oahu as well as on Maui in the Big Island of Hawaii, where it is called Japanese style. It traces its history to Japan, where it's known as kagigori, and dates back to the Heian period. Shave ice enjoyed worldwide popularity after Japanese plantation workers immigrated to Hawaiian Islands and took their traditional dessert with them, creating a shave ice from large blocks of ice and using Japanese swords, which were family heirlooms. In 1934, New Orleans inventor Ernest Hansen designed an ice block shaver that became a local variation known as the snowball. There you go. Snow ice cream, milk, water, sugar, and fruit, frozen and then shaved and served in cones, is popular in Taiwan and Indonesia and making inroads into the United States. So there you go. Oh, I wonder if she's from Hawaii. I guess we'll not know unless she tells us. There we go. Shave ice, they have little machines. One, the electric one costs $250. The electric, they have one for $250. They also have one for $28. Then they have the syrups. There you go. Now we know. Learn something new every day here.
Yeah. Wendy says corn on the cob.
Can't argue with that at all.
Genevieve says, I put in the blender frozen grape juice and ice cubes, mix till smooth, then pour into little plastic cups and into the freezer to enjoy whenever I want.
All right, so when she got grape juice and ice?
Frozen grape juice and ice cubes.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good to me. I've done that with strawberries. When my strawberry, I want to buy too many strawberries. And before I can eat them all, they get that kind of funny little thing. So I freeze them, and then I put them in smoothies.
Sushma says pistachios ice cream.
Yeah, pistachio ice cream. But you can do that any time of year. The question is, this is where people part company, where wars have started. Is it green, or is it just pistachio color? Because pistachio nuts are not green. They're also not red. So the question is, do you have the green ice cream or just the sort of beige? It's not even beige. It's kind of like off-white. Inquiring minds want to know.
I have no idea. Evelyn says cold draft beer.
Well, we're down to basics now, I think. Okay. There we go.
Karen says ice cream, and a close second is watermelon.
Well, what about watermelon ice cream? I've never actually had watermelon ice cream. There's watermelon sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Andy says, I don't have one because I eat the same things all seasons.
Well, what do you eat? Give us some hint. I mean, you know. It is getting more and more popular, though, to have a lot of these things that that we used to associate with summer. That there's sort of the advantage of a world economy, I suppose, is that you can eat like corn. The frozen corn is actually one of the things that freezes better than most things. And again, my plated.com sort of experience is that if you shave it, then you get the kernels, right? But if you grate it so that it's very fine, it basically, you can make a corn risotto, essentially. It works really well. I never would have thought about it. But it sort of turns out to be more of a pasty kind of, almost like coconut milk or something like that. It works really well. Who knew? Hmm. I'm learning all these things. There you go.
Just a couple more here. Sherry says watermelon, and then Audrey says French fries under the bridge.
Under the bridge?
Yeah.
I assume means under the boardwalk kind of thing. It's like we should be humming with this or something, don't you think? There you go. Well, French fries, it's hard to think of French fries as a particular summer treat, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
You know, French fries are one of those things, believe it or not, that you can freeze and then microwave. And if you put them on a piece, either a paper plate or a piece of paper toweling, then a lot of the oil comes out of them. I like the crunchy ones, and they get really crunchy.
Yeah.
So it actually, have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that before. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it gets rid of some of the, I mean, look, let's face it, the oil is probably some of it baked in, but some of it is there on the plate and on the napkin, so it's not in your stomach or your arteries.
Right.
Alrighty. So are we finished with our summer treats?
We are.
Well, yay. So go and have some watermelon or ice cream, or tell Trevor we can talk about him. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet Guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to gcnlive.com/forum. That's gcnlive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart,
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.